Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back with business as usual. We're running through the week's new release schedule and finding a few records that we think are worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth throwing 99 cents at. Let's get started. We'll begin with what could go down as the month's best reviewed record, Feist's The Reminder. And it's earning great reviews for good reason. Nobody right now is making records as lush and soulful as Feist. There's a lot to like about Feist. She's got a smoldering voice that's at once ethereal and unapologetically sensual. She also plays coy and slightly crazy, sexier than anybody since Liz Phair. And even better, The Reminder is a huge step forward artistically in both the songwriting and production departments from her last record, 2005's Let It Die. It feels like a natural progression, as good sophomore records should, and while it's a subtle record, resting more on luxuriant aesthetics than obvious hooks, there's some amazing songs here that stick in your head right off the bat, like My Moon, My Man, and this one, the tune 1234. If throwing 99 cents at this doesn't make you buy the rest of the record, then nothing Feist does is going to be right for you. Take a listen. This is 1234. That's Feist. Up next is Angélique Kidjo. The world music chanteuse has signed a deal with Starbucks for a new record, which seems like a good enough fit. Unfortunately, she's gone the full-blown sellout route, chasing the Santana supernatural formula with guests galore, including Alicia Keys, Joss Stone, Ziggy Marley, and get this, Josh Groban. Ugh. The only guest on the record that seems like a good match, Peter Gabriel, appears on what winds up the only track from the record you'll need to hear, Salala. Skip the rest of the record, buy this one. Here's a listen. It's Angélique Kidjo with Peter Gabriel.
Our mama turned on the light in this place. There's no smile like the smile on your face. There's no joy like the joy of a soul coming in.
That's Angélique Kidjo. Next up, the soundtrack to Spider-Man 3. It's got new music from Snow Patrol, a song from The Killers that's better than anything on Sam's Town, and a great new one from The Flaming Lips that pits Spider-Man versus Muhammad Ali. Also interesting is that an unsigned band has made the cut, Sounds Under Radio, from where we record the podcast here in Austin. Their Portrait of a Summer Thief landed on the record, and it definitely sounds like the kind of tune that sparks bidding wars and winds up a radio hit. It's got a huge hook and a shimmering chorus that makes it obvious why the Spider-Man folks chose it. Here's a listen.
It's not that hard. You
That's Austin's Sounds Under Radio, an unsigned band on the huge Spider-Man 3 soundtrack. From there, we move towards Robbie Foulkes. He trades in what he describes as, quote, country pop goodness. But you can imagine him smirking when he wrote that. Just about everything he writes, songs included, are built for smirking. His new live double album, Revenge, features one disc recorded with an acoustic group and another with a full band. There's a bunch of witty songs on each disc, some great stage banter. One piece of stage banter is titled Fake Jews Everywhere, and that you'll just have to hear for yourself. But what we can play now for you is a way out of left field cover of Cher's Believe. Vocoder humor has never been this funny.
It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Do you believe in life after love?
That's Robbie Foulkes. Next up, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and their new one, Baby 81. On the heels of a listenable but mostly ill-advised foray into country blues, BRMC is back to unleashing anthems as boldly apocalyptic as their name. These are 3-minute verse, chorus, verse rock songs stacked high on a record for people who complain they just don't make rock records like they used to. It's a genuine return to form from a band that was always better than the Strokes comparisons that haunted them early on. Here's one to listen to called Weapon of Choice. That's BRMC, and finally, we have Patrick Wolfe, the sexually ambiguous phenom from the UK that by all accounts floored New York audiences on a recent pre-release publicity run. Longtime fans say the new record, The Magic Position, is significantly more energetic than previous records, which hinged more on solemn chamber pop. But cheeriness definitely suits him. This is a guy full of life, full of surprises, no two tunes are alike, but they're delivered with equal passion. The bloggers and British press championing Patrick Wolfe are dead on. This is one to watch. Here's a listen to the title track, The Magic Position.
It's you who puts me in the magic position, darling. Now you put me in the magic position to live, to learn.
That's Patrick Wolfe, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.